2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
You're in a gamey mood.
Yeah, I feel like it'll eat up some time.
Is that what this 15 minutes is for?
Every once in a while. Listen, it's been a long week, I think, for a lot of people. Oh, no, it's not Friday.
No. Today is friggin' Thursday, my man. I mean, it's the last podcast of the week.
And that's how long the week has been.
That's exactly how long. Yeah. And you're right. We don't do the podcast on Friday, so this is technically our Friday podcast, even though it's a Thursday. So I figured we would just do some fun games around the room that would eat up some time, okay. i.e. two truths and a lie.
It's also a great game to get to know your friends a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the last time we did this, I think we all had something that I actually didn't know about Skiri, I didn't know about Brody, I didn't know about Garrett, and now we have Gandhi in the mix.
Yeah, and I've never played this with you guys because I'm new, so I get to learn all kinds of stuff.
Oh. Hi. Well, I think since you're the new person, you should go first.
Okay, so I'm just going to tell you three things, and then you guys have to figure out which one is the lie.
Correct,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have gone skydiving, I have gone swimming with sharks, and I am on Tinder. Ooh.
Second one's a lie.
Okay.
At least that's my guess.
Okay. You don't think I've gone swimming with sharks?
I think one
or two.
I think the lie is you're on Tinder.
Okay.
The lie is the skydiving. But you've gone with sharks. That's what I'm. And
how do you know she's gone with sharks?
Okay.
Because I heard her say it or I think it. But there's no. I'm very familiar with her social media, and I've never seen skydiving pictures that Stalker. I remember. So.
Okay.
I'll go skydiving.
You haven't. Go skydiving.
Yeah, you haven't gone skydiving.
So the lie in all of it is that I am on Tinder.
Oh,
I'm not.
I was right.
Yeah.
Really? Anymore?
I'm not on Tinder anymore. No, but somebody is using my pictures and talking to people because I get screenshots all the time of someone being like, am I talking to you on Tinder? I'm like, nah, don't talk to that person.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not on Tinder?
I'm not on Tinder.
You've never been on Tinder?
I have been.
Okay.
I am not currently on Tinder. You're I haven't been for a long
are
time.
Are you currently on any other dating app?
No.
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 So how do you get into the dating world? Just by luck?
Yeah. I feel like everybody that I've met, I've just met in person at some point.
Old school way.
Old school, face to face in it. Yeah. I think I'm still dating Mr. 617, but I'm not positive about it. So
when was the last time you talked to him?
The day he left for boot camp.
That was the last time.
Not a peep since. Nobody's heard from him.
I don't think you're allowed to talk to them in boot camp.
Yeah,
are you?
You're not. Yeah. Supposedly.
Yeah.
Like
I think
a
you
few
get like
of his
one
friends.
Phone call or something. It's like prison.
Right.
Well, I told Gandhi yesterday, I'm like, what are you talking about? The man's gearing up to save the world. And you're like, I haven't heard from him.
Well, hello. You can text me or something. I mean, you have to like.
You're just saving the world. No big deal.
Yeah. What the hell? But yeah, I have gone skydiving and I have gone swimming with sharks. But the reason you don't see the pictures, Brody, is because when I jumped out of the plane, they said they had a camera malfunction. So they have like three pictures of me on the ground. Right,
but I knew that there was no proof of it. So that's why I didn't know.
I'll get the proof.
And where'd you go swimming with sharks?
In Mexico. Actually, and my sister is terrified of them, but she jumped in the water with me because she didn't want me to die alone, she said. Yeah, it was fun.
So was it a planned swim with sharks?
Yeah, or it was a planned thing. You can pay to jump into this like tank with these sharks that were pretty nice, docile sharks. Yeah, they made you hold one of them before, and they showed you like, yes, they're not going to bite you unless you go near their mouth, and then they're going to bite you. It was great.
Really?
Yeah, it was really, really cool. It was at an eco park called Xcaray. I think that's how you say it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was awesome. Highly recommend it.
Okay. Swimming with sharks?
Yeah, I did a cage dive with sharks once, too. That was way more terrifying.
Where was that?
That was in Hawaii.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're learning all sorts of stuff.
I know.
I've never swum with a shark.
You should try it.
Okay.
It's shocking. You'll never get back in the water again.
But you're in a cage.
Yeah,
but okay, so when we did the cage thing, it was sitting on the top of the water. They didn't submerge it all the way. And it was really choppy, so the water was like coming over the top a lot. And I'm like, what's to keep a shark from coming over the top and then being in the cage with us?
They're dumb.
And they said nothing. I'm like, oh my God.
Wow. There's got to be a little risk to it. Otherwise, it's no fun.
It was definitely risky. And I said also, because there were so many sharks around, I'm like, how do you know if there are a lot of sharks in the water or what's going on? And the guy said, well, there's one way. You stick your finger in the water and you taste it. And if it tastes like salt, there are sharks everywhere.
Also, if you don't get your finger back, there are sharks in the water.
A shark there. Yeah.
Was it one of those like weird excursions that you sign up for on a beach on vacation?
Kind of.
Yeah. So I when I was in the Bahamas,
some shady guy that only takes cash.
Well, that's the thing. I went on one of these excursions in the Bahamas, and the guy's like, "We're going on a dolphin experience," and that sounds pretty amazing—a dolphin experience. So you get into this boat, and what they do is they go by an island where the dolphins are actually inside. An encapture where people pay to get inside there and swim with the dolphins, but the boat slowly goes by the outside of it and watches dolphins jump up, and the guy goes, "There we go, there's the dolphin."
That's awesome.
And I can't Yelp review because the guy's working off of a beach.
Right.
He doesn't have Yelp.
So it's like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Those are my two truths and a lie.
That's
nice.
Great.
That's nice.
All right. Scary, you got it right, so you should go next.
Okay, perfect. Let's just go right for it. Let's just Let's
dive
get filthy.
In.
Let's roll up our sleeves.
Oh, Gary, God.
You can't say let's go for it and then talk for 30 seconds.
He's nervous. Let's just go for it.
You actually
I want Gandhi to answer first because I think I've done this before. And I want Gandhi to.
Okay.
2 minutes have gone by.
Okay.
Shut up, dick.
Three.
Okay. I've had sex with a prostitute.
Mm-hmm. It's not good when everyone laughs.
Okay.
I've been behind bars in jail.
Okay.
And I've done cocaine. How about that?
Wow.
I know this.
That's how you play this fucking game. I know this. I want Gandhi to go first.
Okay. I'm going to say you have, this is really tough because I honestly don't believe you've done any of those things.
This is how you play this game.
Yeah. I think you have never done cocaine. That's my guess.
That's a truth.
You've done cocaine?
Once. Long time ago.
Was it in Miami?
No, it was years ago.
Okay.
Oh, so we're whittled down.
I was
it actually a bag of flour?
I was like 22. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh.
I was in college.
Oh, wait. So is anyone else going to...
Hold on a second. What's the other one?
Okay, so you've done cocaine. I'm going to guess then that you've never had sex with a prostitute?
What do you think, Brody, Garrett, and...
I think you have had sex with a prostitute. You just didn't pay for sex with a prostitute.
That's not a trick question.
Okay. That was the second one. What was the second one?
That he's behind bars.
I've been in jail.
Oh, no, but I think you have been in jail.
Yeah, you broke into Steve Kingston's house.
Yeah. I think I know this
one. So then it's definitely the hooker.
Yeah. You've been to jail and you've done cocaine, so you haven't had sex with a hooker.
That is correct.
Oh!
Whoa!
Wow.
Wait,
this is a good one.
Follow-up question to the cocaine. So what came first?
What came first?
Cocaine or you having sex for the first time?
Why don't you take a guess?
Cocaine.
No, sex.
That's how he got the sex.
Wait, you said you were 22?
You're 22.
Oh, my God. I lost my virginity after the one time I tried cocaine.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
22.
Dear God.
I think it was the same year.
Yeah. That was it down here. Automatic Slims, wasn't it?
Yes, Automatic Slims. Yeah. I was 22 years. I told Nate the story.
Yeah. We walked by and he goes, "I lost my virginity right there."
You lost your virginity at a club?
What is Automatic Slims? Automatic Slims is a bar, and it was a.
You had sex at a bar?
No, it was a neighborhood bar, and it was above the bar.
You were on the bar?
No, it was an apartment. The girl lived near the bar. I don't know. I don't remember. I was foggy. It was fine. That was a one-time thing in college, and this was after. Oh God, it was my senior year of all of this. I was just getting my job here for the first time.
You went all the way through college without ever having sex.
Pretty much.
Oh man, are you scarred?
I was in my senior year.
Cool.
That was a crazy year of yours.
It was 22.
Sex,
was
drugs,
did everything.
22 was rock and roll.
All right. So there you go.
Okay.
So yes, I have been in jail, and I'll tell you that story off the podcast.
Oh,
you broke into a house.
I did, but I was asked to do it, and it was
splitting hairs here, bud.
That's like a hitman. Well, I was asked to do it.
Yeah, I was asked to do it, and it was by somebody at the radio station, and it was my third week working here at Z100.
That's awesome.
Wait, so all this happened in a year? So you broke into a house?
I was 20 when I started.
You did drugs
here.
And had sex.
I was 20 years old when I started working here.
So in life, your order, you went to jail,
first,
then you did cocaine,
that's correct.
Then you had sex.
He's the correct. Benjamin Button of breaking the law.
Okay.
Wow.
What a life you've lived. Wait, so who got that one right then? Garrett?
Garrett got it right.
Okay.
I've been with a prostitute.
All right. I'll do that. I'll be up next. So I broke my arm twice in a year, gave up a 4-year college scholarship, and I was born in the back of a cab.
You gave up a year scholarship. I think you were born in the back of a cab.
I think the lie is that you were born in the back of a cab.
Back of a cab.
Nate? I'm going to say the second one. Scholarship.
Gave a 4-year college scholarship. Well, Gandhi is right. And yeah! Brody, I was not born in the back of a cab.
No kidding.
Really? So that seems like a very like India thing.
So I broke my arm twice. I was 9 years old. First time I was playing Ghostbusters with a bunch of my friends wearing the Ghostbuster pack in the park and ran too hard and tripped and fell on my arm. And then a year later, almost to a year to the date, I was playing basketball in CYO basketball for my grammar school. And I got run over, trucked, and I did a backflip, landed on the same arm. Arm broken twice in a year. Oh, it was great. Wow. I learned how to play Nintendo 64 with my mouth.
Wow.
Now,
skills.
Yes. So I was a very good swimmer in high school, had the opportunity, and I was offered a 4-year college scholarship to Rider University. Sat down with the college coach freshman year, first day, told me what went into the program of my head would be under the water more than it would be above water in college. And to me, mm-hmm. that just did not sound like a good time. So okay. he gave me my swim cap with my name on it. It looked all cool. Gave me, you know, my jumpsuit, my warm-up suit, gave me my Speedo, and spent a lot of money on it. And I just said, thanks, but no thanks. And then my parents wouldn't talk to me for a very long time.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I had fun.
Damn. All right. So Brody and I got that right. So then it's Brody's yeah. turn.
Okay. Before I was in radio, a current late night talk show host called my house and asked me to write for them. Called my home number. Two, I got a 1470 on my SAT. Three, I've been in jail.
I think the lie is that you were in jail. You've never been in jail.
He hasn't been in jail.
I think the first two are the truths.
I
thought you were in jail, though. Because you were arrested. I think he was in jail.
Brody was in jail? I don't think so.
I thought he was in jail.
I know that he was pulled over by a cop for soliciting prostitution.
That is not true.
That was news. Scary, that was you again.
I think just based on the way you worded those questions and you said a current late night host, yeah. I'm going to go with that one being the lie.
Okay, Scary.
I'm still going with...
with jail.
Jail. I'll go with jail too.
Okay.
Nate.
Plus, Brody would totally be the guy who remembers every digit of the SAT score.
Oh, he definitely had the 1470. That's
the
truth.
Yeah, I believe that.
And if he was in jail, he would talk his way out.
Look, I got a 1480. That's going to be the lie.
Well, I got a 1471, Brody.
Yeah, I think it's the... Oh, damn it. I'll say SAT score.
Bill Maher called my house and asked me to write for him.
Oh, that's shit.
What happened there?
Yeah, tell that story. I'll get back to that.
We got 2 minutes.
In Maui, I was arrested for hitting state property with a car, and I spent an afternoon behind jail, behind bars in a jail cell.
Dang.
I've told a few of you that story a number of times, Scary.
He was on cocaine.
And I did not get anywhere close to a 1470 on my SAT.
Oh,
what
did you get? Oh,
shit.
That's how you play this game.
Good job,
game.
Brody.
All right, Nate, you got about less than a minute. Less than a minute and a half.
Go.
I'll go quick. All right. Funny enough, I got a 980 on my PSAT, which is your pre-SAT.
Yeah, yeah. I got a
980
on my SAT.
My first two girlfriends turned out to be lesbians.
Oh.
And I started on the high school basketball team.
Oh.
I'm going to go with...
I'll go with basketball.
I'm going SAT. PSAT.
I'm going to go with basketball.
Okay, the SAT thing, it's not like 10 points off, right? Like, it's like, you know.
No, it would be that score.
I think you're bragging. You would have been bragging about the high school.
The lie is basketball, because I know he's had the lesbian story. I know that. His girlfriend.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That is the lie, because if it was true, you would have been mentioning for the past 5 years, 7 years you worked here.
And Nate, yeah, and I got to be honest, Nate strikes me as a 970 kind of PSAT guy. So I'm going to go basketball.
Hey, fuck all y'all. Y'all are right. It is the basketball team.
Damn.
Well, you do have a bad back.
Yeah. I do.
How many times would you have played that card? Had you actually... I'm like, we would have known this years ago.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. All right, I'm not good at this game, Coke fiend.
Or SATs, apparently.
No, that was no, the pre-SAT score. I practiced after that.
This is the best day ever.
First two girlfriends turned out to be lesbians.
Yeah. How did that happen? I mean, it was a grade school.
How did it happen?
What do you mean?
They found out he couldn't play basketball.
All right. Is this
and his pre-SAT score.
The guy's stupid. I'd rather go to
work. Done with this.
He got a 970.
Oh, my God. I love you,
Talk
Nate.
To me when you hit 1,000.
Is your current girlfriend going to turn out to be a lesbian, too?
Shut up. Go do some blows.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.